This piece was brought to you by greatbrewers.com. HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Business. Maine. Rugged coastal waters, lobster, and the occasional moose. An hour and a half north of Portland, in Skowhegan, however, there are some less known and very special projects underway. Amber Lamke founded the Maine Grain Alliance in 2007. In the past 7 years, the project has grown to include a grist mill housed in what had once been a prison. Amber spearheaded the revitalization of the space into what is now a local market with several area food purveyors. Maine Grain Alliance is supporting the growth of local grain supply throughout the Northeast.
Maine is an interesting state in that about halfway up the state, our geography shifts. There are lots and lots of trees and trees, and then you get up towards Mount Katahdin, and then beyond Mount Katahdin, we've got beautiful open farmlands that open up in Aroostook County. The land becomes more like rolling hills and wide open, and so that's a wonderful terrain for growing grain. So grains had continued to be grown up in northern Maine and on some of our central Maine organic dairy farms, primarily for livestock feed. Some barley was being grown and sold into Canadian markets for malting, and oats have been a traditional rotation crop with our potatoes here in Maine. So yes, we had hung on to grain growing, but in 2007, when we founded the Kneading Conference, there was a real interest in trying to expand organic wheat production in Maine and really focusing on improving the quality of what we were producing for bread bakers. When we first started in 2007, I would say what we were trying to do was bring together local world-class masons who were building wood-fired ovens and local bakers that desperately wanted more local grains with farmers to explore whether or not local grain production was more feasible. I think there was a convergence of several factors. One was the spike in flour prices that happened in around 2008. I think that was a scary thing for bakers to try to understand why grain prices for flour coming out of the Midwest had gotten so high. Now the diversity of products that we're able to offer is certainly growing. I work with farmers that are always evaluating varieties and trying to do their best producing good quality grains. For bread baking, there is a set of standards that are helpful for making good bread, including protein levels and avoiding any disease pressure that can happen in grains, and making sure that grain is harvested at the right time and isn't exposed to wet conditions at harvest time.
The Maine Grain Alliance was founded with the intention of promoting local grain by supporting farmers, educating consumers, and establishing infrastructure, like the Somerset Grist Mill. And now, the community of farmers, artisans, and loyal consumers continues to grow.
There's a lot of exciting work happening throughout the Northeast, and the work complements each other, and a lot of the key players are collaborators in this work. So just to mention a few efforts, I mentioned Grow NYC has a grains project, and under the leadership of June Russell has done a great job encouraging farmers market vendors and bakers to use more local grains. There is excellent work happening in Massachusetts with Ellie Ragosa, a plant breeder with Grow Seed, her organization that, again, works on rare and heritage seed. She has spent a good portion of her life traveling around the world collecting seeds from seed banks and bringing them back to the Northeast. There are new efforts in Vermont to grow rice, and the University of Maine just completed a 4-year study of organic bread wheat production in Maine, and now they are moving on to look at other grains. We're interested in continuing to supply Emmer. We had our first small quantities last year of Flint corn, where we were able to make some cornmeal and polenta, and we also had small quantities of organic Japanese buckwheat, which made a wonderful whole grain, nutty flavored flour. So we are contracting with farmers to continue to grow those for us.
As a consumer, you can expect these grains to be available more and more widely. You can also expect to see new varieties being revitalized as rare seed varieties are grown out to scale. For more information, go to MaineGrains.com or join the movement and get your hands in the dough at the Kneading Conference in Skowhegan, Maine, July 24th and 25th, followed with an artisan bread fair on July 26th. This is Laura Del Campo reporting for HeritageRadioNetwork.org, coming to you from Bushwick, Brooklyn.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. Thanks for listening.